Lake Winnebago is home to what's considered one of the largest self-sustaining lake sturgeon populations in the world. In most places, sturgeon numbers have plummeted due to overharvest and loss of habitat. For a while, that was the case here, too. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz ventured onto an icy Lake Winnebago when sturgeon spearing season commenced to learn a bit of the science and culture around the huge creature that dates back more than 150 million years.
It is killer cold out, 3 degrees with a howling wind, but John and Judith Bloom roll their 1998 periwinkle truck out onto the ice the day before the season commences, as the family has always done, heading out from Winnebago's northeastern shore. John Bloom grew up spearing with his dad in the tiny house he built of cedar strips.
So that's Russ coming down on the landing with our Shanny with the yellow goose.
John used to orchestrate the family group. Now son Russ takes the lead. More trucks begin to cluster and deliberation begins. Where should we set up this year? Bloom's old friend Cookie, that's Dennis Cook, rolls by.
Where are you going? Where are you setting up?
I don't know for sure. Either 2.5 miles out or 4. They found 3 red worms and 5 red worms.
Bloom says red worms are what locals call lake fly larvae, and they're a sturgeon favorite.
A little red worm, and they call them worm beds, and they stay down there for 3 years before they hatch as a lake fly. And the sturgeon suck them up.
The caravan decides to stick closer to shore. Son Russ Bloom pulls out his chainsaw and cuts a perfect 5.5 by 2.5 foot rectangle with a slight angle for better visibility. 2 able-bodied souls grab long wooden poles with steel hooks at the end. They pierce the ice block and turn it upside down. One good push and it disappears into the lake. John and Judith Bloom start preparing the inside of their shanty.
We have this all cleaned up.
This is my first shanty experience, so I can't tell you if sturgeon spears are a tidy lot, but the Blooms certainly are. They open folding chairs, ready decoys to lower into the water, and set the propane stove on low for a comfortable start to opening day.
My parents' house was about 3 miles from the lake, so I grew up observing, you know, the sturgeon spearing season.
Ryan Koenigs is a DNR sturgeon biologist.
My dad purchased tags during some of those years when I was younger. I remember sitting with him in the shack.
Koenigs is set up on the other side of Lake Winnebago and is about to meet with staff and volunteers who fan out to 11 stations every day of the 16-day season. The registration teams weigh, measure, and check the sex and age of each sturgeon spears haul in. Some can get breathtakingly big, given they often live longer than 100 years. Last century, over-harvesting and poaching nearly did the species in Winnebago. In fact, the state banned sturgeon spearing from 1915 until 1931. Gradually, the number stabilized and flourished. This year's quota, with regulated numbers of juveniles and adults, would be about 2,200 sturgeon.
You have to protect the fish, and that's what we're doing now. We still have a harvest. We have the largest recreational spear fishery for lake sturgeon. However, it's a highly regulated harvest. We know how many fish can safely be taken.
We don't have time to feel the 7 degrees on the lake next morning. By 7:30 a.m., Judith Bloom and I are comfortably positioned in the heated Bloom shanty. She slowly lowers a homemade wooden sturgeon and a smaller blingy one about 7 feet down into the hole.
I use the decoy to help my eyes, you know, be able to see down.
Bloom closes the small window, and the shanty is pitch black, save the glow of the somewhat murky Winnebago.
But I'm actually focusing, looking around the hole, sweeping my eyes around the hole all the time because, you know, one could just cut the corner of the hole.
Yeah.
Might not come anywhere near the decoy.
2 spears are on the ready, but only Bloom will make the plunge if the time comes.
I mean, it helps you.
Then we sit. From outside, John Bloom provides us a little sturgeon spearing serenade from his portable radio.
We got about 1 minute.
5.5 hours of staring hopefully into the hole. Nothing this time. In a shanty somewhere in the vicinity, Nicole Schreck's husband just speared his first. The tradition is woven into her family's DNA.
My brother and I, who's 4 years younger than me, we would skate from ice shanty to ice shanty, and all of my uncles would have candy bars and treats. I love the family aspect of it, the conjoining and the passing it on, and the fact that we came out here with the kids and they're just ecstatic that Dad got a fish.
Conditions have warmed and gotten slushy since opening weekend. 7 days remain in the season, and only 15% of the quota has been met. It looks as though this year, sturgeon might elude their winter pursuers. It won't be long before thousands of mature males and females begin their amazing spring spawning migration from Lake Winnebago up the Wolf River. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.